Welcome to Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County Exploring the Workforce segment. I'm Carol Linear, the Workforce Supervisor. Today, I am pleased to welcome Brandon and Tony Schindler from Aquatech Water Conditioning. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Kara.
Glad to be here.
In this segment, we're going to discuss water treatment in the Fulton County Fair. Brandon and Tony, can you please share with us how you began your journey in water treatment?
So yeah, I'll start first. So I don't have a great story or a really funny story about this, but I did go to college for a couple years out of high school. Realized it wasn't really the thing I wanted to pursue. Dropped out of college, and I really just needed a job, to be honest with you. Found a job in the newspaper. It was for a water treatment company, local water treatment company. Really fell in love with it, the skill set and the troubleshooting aspect of it. And now 25 years later, I'm obviously still doing it, and now a business owner.
Yeah, and I kind of followed Brandon. I was just always the wife of a water treatment professional for about 20 years. And then we actually took over Aquatech Water Conditioning in late 2018.
December of 18.
Yep. And then after a couple of years, we quickly realized that he needed some help. So I decided to kind of move over and bring my skill set over and start in the water treatment business.
That's so great. Great to have you guys as a local business here in Fulton County, located on 108. What do you want people to understand about your line of work?
So really, you know, when people hear water treatment or water filtration, they might just think they're going to the store and buying a filter and putting it in line. It is a lot more complex than that. Really focusing here in Fulton County, how unique the water is around here and how much it varies. So there is a lot that goes into, you know, designing a system, installing a system. There's just a lot more to it than people think. And there's a lot more avenues in this job than people think. You know, we're just not plumbers per se. You know, we have just as many office staff as we do that we have service staff to make our business go. So there's a lot of opportunities out there for people to get into this side of the business. And there's a lot more involved than people think.
Yeah, I think one thing that Brandon has always impressed upon me is that the water treatment field, that can be a career. It just doesn't have to be a job. This can be something that you can grow and learn with over time. And at the end of the day, you know, we're providing this great service for people improving their water, but we're also providing customer service to them.
Correct. And that's for me, that's what it really became. It became more than a job really quickly when I got into it. I could see how important this was because we are improving people's lives, to be honest with you. You know, some people don't have water. We have to put in systems to bring the water into the house, or their water is so bad they can't use it to wash their clothes. So for us to be able to design a system, put it in, and take that burden off them, they don't have to go to the laundromat anymore to wash their clothes. They can do it in their own house. I mean, that's the rewarding thing for us, to be able to provide that service to make their life easier.
What do you find is your most essential tool in your job?
So on my aspect, math is huge. You know, I just read about how everybody's water is a little bit different. So sizing and designing that system, there's a lot of math involved. The troubleshooting aspect of it. Being open-minded and patient is a huge one. You know, when I go into someone's house and ask, you know, to test someone's water, I'm also asking them questions and really listening to what their concern is. What's their pain point? Because that's what I want to attack and that's what I want to take care of. I'm not going in there and saying, I'm going to put this in and it's going to solve everything. I don't know what they really want done. So I'm really open-minded when I go in and talk to people. I want to solve, you know, that problem for them right away. And the more information I can gather, the easier it is for us.
What do you find is the biggest challenge in this industry?
I mean, everybody always says workforce is hard, you know, because we're always looking for good skilled service techs and in office staff. Now, knock on wood, we have a very great staff right now, but we are always expanding. We're always looking to new. You know, like I said, I've owned the business from 2018, and I will say there was 3 people in the business when I took over, and now we're at 9. And I also have our son, Lane, who's here listening. He helps us in the summer, so we have 10 people during the summertime. We're always looking to expand, and we anticipate possibly hiring another service tech here in the near future. So we're always looking for the next great employee. So it's not really a pain point, but it's something we're constantly always doing. Technology is always changing. We find that a lot too. So we always want to stay on up to date with the newest technologies coming out to be able to use that to make people's water better.
So you mentioned about growing your business and looking for personnel, staff, or employees. Could you give us your website that individuals can go to and find those employment opportunities or even know more about your business, please?
We have a really great Facebook presence and Instagram as well.
So social media, you're very well on. They can follow you there, follow you on your Facebook page and also on your personal website. Absolutely. For anything that's going on.
Yep.
One other thing that is coming up here in the near future, within short weeks here, is the Fulton County Fair. Are you going to be at Fulton County Fair, and can people talk with you there?
We absolutely can. So I did a little research on this too, because I wasn't sure. I knew we've been there for a really long time. So I actually reached out to our old owner and asked him, when did we start having a booth there? So it was actually in 1981. So to put it in perspective, I was born in 1980. So pretty much my whole lifespan, we have had a booth out at the fair. So I love going to the fair and being out there, no matter how much I might complain about it, because it's a long, sometimes it can be hot, sometimes it can be a cold week. But I love going out there and be able to talk to people. I mean, that's what I love, is talking to people. We have tons of customers that literally look for me every time at the fair just to stop in and say hi, you know, and hear that response. I love that interaction.
And where are you guys located at so people can find you at the fairgrounds?
So we are in Merchant Building 1, which is the building right behind the grandstands. We are kind of tucked back in a corner. We have a double booth. It's quite large. We've been there, I think, for 20 plus years there. So same spot we've always been. Stop in, say hi, ask questions. It's a real fun weekend.
What is one piece of advice you can give someone starting in this field?
My advice now would be to, like I said, be open-minded, but not also take advantage of all the resources we have now. When I started out 25 years ago, you know, there wasn't as much as we have now. I was all on-job training, you know, learning from the guys there, learning out in the field, which is still super great. But the resources we have now with our organizations and vendor trainings and stuff like that, getting certifications, there's so much more avenues to learn water treatment, obviously with the internet. Like I said, we have a lot of vendors that do online training or on-site training at their facilities. A lot of organizations, now you can gain certifications, which I didn't even know about that when I first started. Certifications in the water treatment field that obviously, and it kind of gives us some merit on how much we're staying up to date and how qualified we are. I send a lot of my guys through that training to get their certifications. Now we have myself, another guy, and another guy who's just getting ready to take another certification, you know, so I find that very important, and I think everybody should be going through those classes. So take advantage of all the resources that are out there.
What else would you like our listeners to know about Aquatech Water Conditioning?
So Aquatech Water Conditioning is we're a small business, and we're an independently owned business. So that is unique, I think, to a water treatment company throughout Northwest Ohio. And there are definitely pros and cons to that. But as you know, one thing that we value is our customer service. When we are working with a customer, we want them to be happy from the moment they place the phone call to us to, you know, the period of time where we actually install equipment. We want to build a relationship with them over a long period of time. Water is so important, and you don't know how important your water is until you don't have access to it or until the quality is not very good, then you realize that how important your water is. And so what we really value is just taking care of our customers. And that is something that we can do as a small business.
Yeah, it's the, like I said, the relationship building. So I really do feel like our customers are almost a little bit like family. Like when I get a call and someone has an issue, you know, no water or bad quality, I want to attack, you know, go after it right away. You know, I want to get there as quick as we can because I know how much of a pain point that is when that comes around, and how much of a hindrance it can be. So we really take it serious. We're not here just to sell you something and be gone. We're here for the life of that equipment. And being here for 25 years now, I could say I installed equipment 25 years ago, and now we're getting ready to put upgrade and do new equipment. You know, I've seen that through the life and another life of it. So it's really neat to see that. And I really enjoy, like I said, helping people improve their water.
And Carrie, you had asked earlier about ways that people can find us. And something that we're very proud of is our Google reviews. We have well over 150 Google reviews. We have a 5-star Google review, and we're getting new ones every day. Every single time we receive one of those 5-star reviews, we are beyond humbled. We're beyond humbled that somebody would take the time to review us that way and to actually write the words that they write.
Yeah, because a lot of times it's not just the 5-star. They're actually writing a personal note, which I think is amazing. We make sure to share that with the guys or the ladies or whoever they're giving that to. We really, really appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Brandon and Tony from Aquatech Water Conditioning. We appreciate you being here today. We'd like to say thank you for listening, and we encourage you all to follow us on social media. Visit us at Fulton County website at fultoncountyoh.com. Have a great day, Fulton County.
Ohio means drive.